So the Elokim Mishnah Vayitim Masech Tzahal is Per Gitches Mishnah Hey Ketzad Mitarin Beis HaPras. Let's go back again to the first type of Beis HaPras. He plowed over a caver. Now he wants to be Matirit. I want to make this Beis HaPras Torah. Zok the Mishnah. Noitlin Mimenu Shloisha Tvachim. I need you to take off the top three Tvachim. See, if I'm going to take the Machresha, it has a blade that like cuts in and turns over the earth. You have to plow the earth that way in order for the seeds to be able to go into the earth. It only goes down three Tvachim. So what are you scared of? That he plowed into some bones? He didn't plow deeper than where the plow goes. So Noitlim Yimenu Shloisha Tvachim. You take off the top three Tvachim. Or, there's another Eitzah. Oinoisin Al Gabav Shloisha Tvachim. Take three tvachim of earth that's tar and put it on top. Now, even if someone's going to come here and plow, any bones are below the plowing blade. And if you can't decide which way to do it, whether to remove the top three tvachim or to add three tvachim from someplace else, you can make a pshara. You can do half and half. Im natal michetzi echad shleisha tvachim. Let's say he takes three tvachim of soil from one half of the field. That doesn't feel like digging up the soil anymore. So what does he do? Brings in a dump truck or a dump wagon full of earth. And he puts three tvachim of tar, dig his soil on the other half of the field. Like the Mishnah Tar. Rabbi Shimon says, you don't have to go down three tvachim. Even if you just took a tefach and a half from the top earth, or the nosanol of tefach imechza, you put on a tefach and a half of earth on the top mimakamacha from someplace else, tar. According to Rav Shimon, the Mechresha does not dig down more than a tefach and a half. So the Mishnah Chayna says, what's Shaycha Machloikis? Take a Mechresha and measure it. So he says, look, stam Mechresha, the regular plows, did only a tefach and a half down. There were big ones that did three tefachim down. But when it comes to a Beis HaPras, Chazal said, you only have to be chayshish for a stam Mechresha. At least according to Reb Shimon. Tanakama says, no, you have to be chashish for the bigger one. Vayter zok the Mishnah. Haroitzeif beis hapras. Somebody decides to pave a beis hapras. How does he pave it? Ba'avonim sheniyochel asitan. He puts down stones, but he puts them down really good on the ground. Doesn't stand, throw pebbles or stones onto the ground. He sets them in so firmly that you're not going to move when you walk on them. Zok the Mishnah tar. If they're not going to move when you walk on it, I didn't have to worry about a bone underneath. Because if you walked on it, then they would shake. How do you know he's not causing a bone to move? Reb Shimon says, another eight says, take out all the stones. If you want to be Matarah Beis HaPras, remove all the stones. Af ha'oizek Beis HaPras. Oizek means dig in and throw out all the stones. If you did that in a Beis HaPras, it's tahar. Because if he dug out all the stones, we assume he would have found any bones. I want to just emphasize again, we're talking about the sada that he plowed over a Beis HaPras. We're not talking about a sada where there was a kever there. If we know there was a kever there, but we don't know where it is, all these eitzes don't help. You have to find the kever. But if we're only worried about fragments of bones, so you have these eitzes, either you dig down three tvachim, or you add three tvachim, or you do half and half. Shimon says just a tefach and a half is enough. You have to go down a tefach and a half or add a tefach and a half. We also said if you're going to pave it with stones, as long as the stones are set firmly into place that they don't shake, so when you're walking on it, there's no chance that you're shaking the stones, which are shaking the bones, then it's okay. And Reb Shimon says if you're going to dig out all the stones, and Yitanka did it, that's enough, because we assume any bone fragments would have been found as you were digging out the stones.